This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something.
They say just before you die, your whole life flashes before your eyes. But that's not how it happened for me. That is the opening line of a book. It's a pretty good start. I want to know what she's talking about. The book is Before I Fall by Lauren Oliver. Who doesn't love a good beginning? In life, in literature, in song, movies. First sentences are doors to worlds, someone once said. So today I'd like to celebrate beginnings. You'll hear them throughout the essay.
"Where's Papa going with that axe?" said Fern to her mother as they were setting the table for breakfast.
A good beginning might startle you. Where's Papa going with that axe? So begins the tale of Charlotte's Web. Or how about Paradise by Toni Morrison, read by the author?
They shoot the white girl first. With the rest, they can take their time. No need to hurry out here.
You have to go on with that story. You have no choice, and that's part of what makes a great beginning. You're compelled to take the ride. Or maybe you don't want to, but you will. Jaws.
Come on in the water!
Don't. Beginnings also can and should drop you into a life-changing moment. No reason to beat around the bush. Tell us what your conflict is. The best opening lines in songs, books, on the radio paint you a picture. They put you there. Imagery is everything. Your senses are all you have. 1984.
It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. Winston Smith, his chin nuzzled into his breast in an effort to escape the vile wind, slipped quickly through the glass doors of Victory Mansions, though not quickly enough to prevent a swirl of gritty dust from entering along with him.
That beginning accomplishes two things. It triggers your senses, but it also disrupts your sense of place. The character is doing something very normal, walking through glass doors, but clocks don't strike 13. We are somewhere strange. Great beginnings do set a mood.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
Sometimes the whole idea of a beginning is to simply grab your attention, and of course keep it. Put you smack dab in the middle of a story at the start, and that's effective.
The snow in the mountains was melting, and Bunny had been dead for several weeks before we came to understand the gravity of our situation. He'd been dead for 10 days before they found him, you know.
The Secret History by Donna Tartt. The other thing a good beginning does is let you hear the character's voice, sometimes figuratively, sometimes literally.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
So here's to opening lines. Here's to the start of relationships and novels and poems and journeys of all kinds. We can talk about endings some other time. They're usually hard. I mean, how many books and movies have great endings? Not to mention relationships. No, the beginning is where it's at, so let's start there. And that's three good things.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.